This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Unwired LA. We're about to speak to Don Liu, who is the deputy mayor of the city of Los Angeles. Welcome to Unwired LA.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
We're going to talk about the broadband executive panel that Mayor Han has set up. Where do the origins of this organization derive from?
Well, it was a couple of years ago when we first started hearing about Wi-Fi, and then in particular, we started hearing about municipal involvement in providing wireless technology.
Okay.
The mayor asked the ITA agency to look into the possibilities of...
That's the Information Technology Agency.
That's right, the Information Technology Agency here at the City of Los Angeles, to look into what could be done from the city standpoint in providing Wi-Fi to our constituents.
And where did the idea to essentially to appoint a blue ribbon panel to look into it come from?
Well, you know, we realized that I guess it started with the mayor's goal he wanted to know whether or not the entire city could be one big hotspot.
Right. About when did he? So essentially, the idea for this came from the mayor.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah, and a lot of it, you know, it wasn't his invention, but we heard about other cities looking into the same thing.
Right.
So he wanted to see whether or not Los Angeles could be the biggest hot spot in the world.
Okay.
So he wanted to see if it was doable.
Right.
And not knowing all of the details, and also knowing the fact that, you know, there are new technologies, next generation technologies on the way.
Right.
We decided to call together a panel of experts. We've worked closely with a gentleman named Morley Winograd, who's the executive director of the Center for Telecom Management over at USC.
Right.
And he was a natural to come and chair. So we brainstormed some names and put together this group.
Okay. And when were the announcements made exactly to set up the panel?
It was mid-October.
Okay. And is there a timetable set up for when they're supposed to start meeting and continue to meet and when they're supposed to issue a report to the mayor?
Sure. They met for the very first time last week.
Right.
And the mayor has asked for something to come back by April. So
okay.
Roughly 6 months to charge this group with examining what role broadband technologies can play in accelerating economic development in the city, and how Wi-Fi and next generation wireless technologies can be used to retain and attract businesses in the city, and to make wireless technology available to all residents.
Okay, now how broad or how narrow is their focus going to be, and what exactly is the range of what they're going to be studying and advising on?
Well, it's pretty broad. First of all, the first thing that concerns the mayor is this an opportunity to bridge the digital divide?
Right.
Is this a technology that could be available to all residents of the city?
Right.
Next, can it be used as an economic development tool? Is this a technology that can be placed in certain areas of the city that would attract businesses to come in, or attract customers to those businesses?
Right. So essentially, the two things that you're interested in finding out how much you can do is spurring business development.
Correct.
And eliminating the digital divide and giving the benefits of digital technology access to everyone in the city.
Exactly.
Okay. What do you see as a relationship between those two different goals? Are they synergistic? Are they interrelated? Or are they sort of separate?
Interesting question. At this point, they're probably separate.
Right.
But who knows? You know, maybe there are opportunities for an in-between case where, for instance, universities already are moving towards this wireless technology.
Right.
Is there a way of widening the hotspot and I'm thinking about USC in particular,
right,
and offering that to some of the lower economic neighborhoods that surround
right.
the university.
Well, right. In terms of sort of the general theory of networks, Bob Metcalf, who invented Ethernet, said that a network's efficacy and usefulness expands as the square of the number of people connected to it, and I've added sort of multiplied by the bandwidth available, meaning that if everyone in the city were unwired and available for this network, it would mean and products and services were being offered electronically over these networks, that would vastly expand the market for economic activity to serve those new nodes on the network.
Absolutely, and we're pretty excited about that that possibility.
Okay, what are the issues that have arisen so far that you think they're going to arise that one group's going to like and another group's not going to like, and that there's going to end up being a political process to resolve?
Well,
if any,
the best business model is right. going to be what the challenge that faces us. We're pretty sure we don't want a franchise situation
right.
where the city owns the right of ways, like not unlike the cable
right.
Situation. We think that the business community should be able to figure out what works for them. We actually have hotspots in the city that are municipal run now.
Right.
At municipal locations, I should say.
Right.
All of those have been private-public partnerships. They seem to be working well at the airport, for instance, at LAX.
Right.
At the LA Convention Center.
How does that work? Who owns what and who delivers what in those areas?
It's actually one of those unique opportunities where multiple departments are working together with the private sector. So we've got DWP
right.
of all things
right.
owning the lit fiber as the backbone for the network.
Right.
And then you've got another agency for instance, LAX or the Community Redevelopment Agency setting up the locations, if you will,
right.
working with our General Services Department, which actually owns the facilities,
right.
sometimes working with our Bureau of Street Lighting, which owns the street lights where antennas can also go on.
So there's a good opportunity for a lot of interagency cooperation.
It's unprecedented, really,
right.
how many
right.
departments are working together. And then they work together with an outside vendor to actually provide the customer access.
Okay, let me ask you about a distinction, sort of a major distinction here. Apparently, cities looking to do this can either provide wireless capacity for themselves to do their own internal operations, or they can provide it for city residents, or both. Where is LA coming down on that now, or what do you expect the dynamics of the discussion of that issue to be?
We really think that in order to attract private industry to provide wireless to all of our residents, we have to make it worth their time,
right.
worth their investment. So
right.
it's going to have to be more than just institutional use. It's going to have to be available to all residents.
Okay.
What we could offer these private vendors is access to our fiber.
Right.
We can also offer them our streetlights, if that's
right, as location for
antennas.
Right.
What we are asking in return is the ability to provide the service to as many of the residents and to look at ways to provide this at lower no cost for our lower income residents.
Okay, so essentially the tentative deal in the making here is that the city, which owns a lot of unlit fiber through the DWP system and owns all of the street lamps that in some cases I imagine would be ideal for Wi-Fi transceivers.
Right.
The city will make those available in exchange for private contractors saying that they will make Wi-Fi service available in places they want to and places they might not otherwise, in exchange for the city giving them some kind of benefits in terms of that access to that infrastructure.
Basically, that's the outline. We're not sure exactly. If there may need to be some rent
right.
Charge on antenna locations
right.
or whatever that model is, but we are willing to discuss all options with the private industry.
Okay, now, so if you could be a little more specific, in the areas that are underserved now or where access is underutilized, what kind of structures are you seeing as possible there in terms of offering essentially free wireless access to residents of communities that are currently underserved?
Well, not unlike what we do at DWP for our water and power customers, there's Project Angel and other programs for low-income folks that qualify under certain federal or state guidelines. They are given a reduced rate or a free rate in some cases.
So some kind of essentially wireless stamps in a way.
Well, I don't know about if we go that far, but yeah, there may be depending on how the service is billed, there may be some sort of way to qualify for lower rates.
Okay, now on the panel, most of the people that I've interviewed so far from academic areas, not the city. What's the city see as its role in the BEP's investigations, and then after it makes its recommendations, what's the going to be the relatively trade-off between what the city's going to be doing and what the private industry is going to be doing?
Well, again, as I mentioned before, the city has the fiber network to offer, and also has the street lamp locations.
Right.
We also have access to every home in the city of Los Angeles.
Access by, how do you mean?
Well, our Department of Water and Power, for instance,
right,
provides water and power to each of these homes.
Right.
So whether or not we need to discuss billing cooperation,
right,
through the Department of Water and Power,
right,
certainly advertising opportunities through the Department of Water and Power.
Right.
Also, just legal access to each individual home is currently owned by the Department of Water and Power.
Now, speaking of water and power, I started investigating last week in something called a broadband over power line. I don't know how familiar you are, you or the panel is with that yet.
We've heard about it.
Well, I'll recommend you to go to look at Broadband Over Powerline World that I've just set up. I'm going to try to do some interviews there as well.
Great.
But the FCC, in short, last month, the FCC put out a set of regulations that seems to be pretty popular with the power line industry that would set the standards for delivering internet access over power lines.
That's right.
And DWP already, as you just mentioned, has access to practically every residence and business in the city that way.
That's correct.
And now, this is called Broadband Executive Panel, not Wireless Executive Panel. Does that mean that the panel will also be considering such alternative technologies as broadband over power line as a way of reaching the goals you're talking about?
We may look at it, and actually some of the folks over at DWP have visited municipalities that are using VPL, and so we do have some folks that are familiar with that technology.
Okay. Now, you mentioned franchising as a model that you were sort of not going towards. In the city now, there are incumbent cable companies and incumbent wireline phone companies that provide a lot of service to the whole city. What is their participation in this panel going to be, those phone companies and those cable companies, and what have you seen so far, or what do you expect in terms of their attitude towards providing what may in fact be an alternative means of delivering the services that they have monopolies or oligopolies on for now?
Correct. That's kind of the reason why we wanted them to sit in on the panel. We didn't want them to feel that excluded from the opportunities that may,
right,
be available to them as, you know, and their competitors. So as you said, they do currently provide some of these services, and many have expressed interest in looking at whether or not they want to be part of that wireless or broadband delivery system as well.
So do you see either some sort of grand alliance, a grand consortium here among phone companies, cable companies, wireless, broadband over power line systems, or are you worried that there might be some kind of conflict and that the cable companies might say, well, we don't want a system that's going to allow people to get movies on demand over wireless at a half the rate we're going to charge them, and we'll be unhappy about it, and we're going to veto something, or what? Are you expecting any problems along those lines?
Well, we're not giving them a vote.
Right.
So they don't have a veto,
right,
authority.
So the idea is this panel is going to make a recommendation to the mayor, and the mayor will make recommendations to the city council about what kind of legislation or what kind of executive steps he could take himself.
Correct. We're trying, and that's the question. I mean, maybe I was too quick to say, maybe they come back and say the franchise model is the best way to go.
Right.
I don't know if that's the case or not.
Okay.
What we're kind of hoping is that the fact that all the competitors are at the table,
okay,
or representatives of all the competitors,
right, so,
are at the
so
table.
So whatever their complaints may be, at least they won't be able to say they were excluded from the deliberations.
Correct. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll just – it'll be new business lines for me. I mean, maybe you will see cable companies getting into the wireless business because just to protect their market share.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, we
there's no
not
reason
want
why
to exclude that opportunity.
There's no reason why a cable company or a phone company couldn't be one of the private providers working within,
exactly,
the structure you set up. What's the political course of this? The BEP will make recommendations in April to the mayor. What will the mayor then do, and to implement whatever he decides he wants,
yeah,
to do?
A lot will depend on what the model, what the recommendations are.
Okay.
I think what the mayor wants to do is see, is there a role for the city to play?
Right.
You know, we've seen big players are stepping up to this, you know, like SBC and others.
Right.
I just read Motorola acquired some mesh network companies.
Okay.
So there are companies out there that are ready to go in this. If there's a role for the city to play, we want to know what that is. And so hopefully this advisory panel can come up with what the recommendations are for the city, whether it's leasing or renting or joint venture partnerships.
Okay, now there's going to be an election in March to elect a new mayor or to reaffirm the current mayor. Do you see this the whole issue of wireless and technology delivery in the city as a possible issue in the campaign, that some candidates will say we want more or less or different kind of things, or would you welcome that as an expression of heightened public and political interest in this whole issue?
I think this mayor has done more for the technology area than any administration in the city of Los Angeles, so we would welcome a healthy debate on those issues. But you know, I think it's one of many issues that voters are going to be considering in March.
Okay.
You know, but there are also links to some of the issues that we know that they care a lot about, like public safety.
Right. Talk about that a little bit. Public safety and the idea of having this wireless cloud over the city as a way of facilitating police, fire, emergency medical teams, and how that fits in with the Department of Homeland Security and those issues generally.
Well, I mean, if there is a wireless cloud over the city of Los Angeles, I mean, that kind of ends that whole debate about interoperability. And
right.
You could, you know, be communicating with the Sheriff's Department and the Hermosa Beach cops and the
right.
and all over this region.
And could if LA did that better and faster than other people, would it be useful as a model for the rest of the country, and would that be good for business in LA?
Absolutely. And especially, it would be great for LA, it would be great for businesses. People are already coming to Los Angeles because they think that the mayor has done a good job of making Los Angeles safer. And so businesses are attracted to the city of Los Angeles because of things that he's initiated, like this panel, to see whether or not the broadband can be. And I think, you know, companies that think about public safety issues, people that think about homeland security issues, are going to look at Los Angeles as a model and continue the trend of bringing businesses and residents to the city.
Okay. Now, originally Starbucks said, we're going to put Wi-Fi in, we'll get people in that won't come to our competitors and at other coffee shops. Long Beach announced a plan about a year ago, I think, to make a big hotspot in its business district. Philadelphia, I interviewed the CIO there. They're doing essentially the same thing that LA is doing. What do you see as LA's role in this sort of national or international competition to see who can get more unwired fastest? And if everybody does it, where's the competitive advantage?
Well, we don't compete with other cities, except in the cases of economic development, and
right.
That's where we think we have a distinct advantage. Already, we offer some of the lowest water and power rates. We offer the greatest police department in the world. We offer the best weather in the country.
Right.
So many businesses are already flocking to Los Angeles. The mayor's effort to make it the safest big city in America has even increased that. So I think to the extent that we do compete with cities like Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, and
right.
Atlanta, Dallas, and other folks that are looking at Wi-Fi, this is just another arrow in our quiver to help us attract businesses and residents.
Okay. Another initiative that Mayor Han has been closely associated with, of course, is neighborhood councils. Do you see any particular role for neighborhood councils, either in providing input to the broadband executive panel in determining what the policy is going to be, the recommendations they're going to make, or becoming a focus for the implementation of the wireless network, so that, for example, neighborhood councils could be in charge of providing that service in their local area as a way of both raising funds for themselves to do other things, as a way of assuring local community control, and as a means of providing a better means of distributing information within and between members of that neighborhood?
Boy, that was a long question. But yes, I think there's two parts. Number one, it is the mayor did ask the panel to get input from the neighborhood councils. As we come up with our final recommendations, we want to know what their needs are and how they could be met by this wireless community.
Right.
And then secondly, yeah, absolutely. There's the use of anything that connects neighborhood councils to in City Hall and makes its elected officials more accessible would be better. The mayor has long said that the longest distance in the city sometimes is the distance between neighborhoods and City Hall, and we've been doing our best to try to shorten that distance, and so a wireless network would absolutely do this. Hey, Mark, I got to run.
Okay, I got three more questions about education, telecommuting, and e-government. Do you want to just say a word or two about each of those before you go? About LAUSD, are you talking to them about how they can make good use of all this?
No, actually, we're not at this point.
Okay. What about telecommuting? Do you see this as a means of cutting down on all the traffic in Los Angeles?
That's a great issue. It's something that was brought up at our executive panel, and certainly if wireless is available everywhere and folks can work from where they live, it sure would be a big help to traffic congestion in the city.
And how about a way of making e-government more ubiquitous?
Well, that's been a big movement on our part. We're trying to do our best with programs like 311, and working on our webpage.
And again, of course, if everyone in the city is connected through this network, you'll be able to serve everyone on an e-government basis.
We're working on the service side of it, and if we can finish the connectivity. Even better.
Okay, don't hang up. Thanks very much for talking to us on Unwired LA today.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.